Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 and 23 degrees on this Tuesday morning. New Zealand authorities say American tourists are among the six people killed in Monday's volcano eruption. Eight are missing and presumed dead, 31 others hospitalized. New Zealand Deputy Commissioner John Timms.
When it comes to the investigation, I can confirm now that we will commence a criminal investigation into the circumstances of the death and injuries on White Island.
Geologists say there's a 50% chance of a smaller or similar type of eruption through Wednesday afternoon local time.
Textron Aviation has announced layoffs in Wichita, though it hasn't said how many. Textron has received a lot of city bond money designed to promote growth and hiring. Will this round of layoffs have an impact on that financing? Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They still have to hire for that particular division that they're ramping up. And what Textron's actually doing is they're laying off engineers and hiring workers.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A Wichita man has been sentenced following the beating death of his six-month-old son.
According to a press release from District Attorney Mark Bennett's office, District Judge Bruce Brown sentenced 29-year-old Doral Gwynn to 467 months in prison. He pled guilty to second-degree murder last July. In April of 2018, Jazz Gwynn's mother took him to an emergency room because he had stopped breathing. He died shortly after arrival. An autopsy revealed multiple injuries, including a laceration to his heart, two healing rib fractures, blood in his chest and abdominal cavities, bruises, and head injuries. Gwynn told detectives he thought it was okay to shadow box at the boy to make him tough. After his prison term, Gwynn must serve 36 months of post-release and register as a violent offender. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Mixed reactions on Capitol Hill to a long-awaited report from the Justice Department's internal watchdog about the investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Inspector General's report proves once and for all
the predicate for the FBI's investigation was valid and without political bias.
But House Republican John Ratcliffe says Democrats shouldn't rush to declare victory because the legal threshold to start an investigation is a low one.
Even if there was a basis to open it, everything that came after it was exculpatory. There was no reason to continue it.
Michael Horowitz identifying serious performance failures up the FBI chain of command and numerous inaccuracies or omissions on applications to conduct surveillance on a former Trump campaign aide. The inspector general is expected to testify in a Senate hearing tomorrow. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
President Trump will rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania tonight.
The president's rally comes as the House Judiciary Committee works towards drafting articles of impeachment in the Ukraine inquiry. In recent rallies, President Trump has railed against Democrats, calling the effort to impeach him a hoax.
A lot of bad things are happening to them because you see what's happening in the polls? Everybody said, that's really bullshit.
Vice President Mike Pence will also be at the event at Giant Center in Hershey. President Trump narrowly won Pennsylvania in 2016. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a chilly start to the day with a mostly sunny sky expected throughout the afternoon. It's not going to be as windy as it was yesterday with a high 43. Mostly clear tonight, Tarlo 26. Sunny and breezy on Wednesday with a high in the low 50s. And it looks like we stay dry throughout the rest of the week with our next chance of rain or snow on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we've got a partly cloudy sky, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and 23 degrees. Yeah, that wind last night going to a basketball game out west, it was ugly. It was ugly. But it's calmed down a little bit today. Yesterday's high 39, normal high 45. And we did clock a wind gust at near Eisenhower Airport at 50 miles per hour yesterday. 7:34 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. An unusual gift delivered to a Kentucky man has ended up being confiscated. Narcotics officers intercepted an air fryer being shipped to Louisville. And when they checked it out, it contained about 20 pounds of meth stuffed inside the fryer. Police say the parcel held about $100,000 worth of drugs.
Yeah, but it's low fat.
Right. Once it was delivered to the suspect's house, officers armed with a search warrant were able to intercept it. I'm sure he's the person who was at the house said, I don't know. Who would want to send me a
heart-healthy meth?
An air fryer like that.
It's like someone watched an infomercial and Breaking Bad back-to-back and put the two together.
Well, gosh, I don't know anything about it. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted, and it's December 10th, 2019. And on this date in 1905, the O. Henry short story, The Gift of the Magi, was published in New York Sunday World magazine under the title Gifts of the Magi. O. Henry, writing the short stories, he that was what he did. He wrote short stories, and this was short. And if you've never read it, you need to look at it, especially at Christmas time.
Yes.
This young married couple, he with a beautiful watch and her with a beautiful hair.
Yes.
What could we, then no money, and they were just newly married. What could I give my loved one that would be something that he or she would really, really like? Well, that's what the story's all about.
Yeah, it's a classic.
O. Henry was originally, his name actually was William Sidney Porter. O. Henry's a heck of a pen name. I like that. It's a good one. He wrote the short stories, Ted. O. Henry, The Gift of the Magi.
I like the short stories.
The Ted Woodward, as I understand it, made a journey to a casino to see if he couldn't be part of a local show, The Price is Right, on a local scale, right, Ted? Tell me about this. I know you had was this yesterday you had the adventure?
No, Saturday. Saturday night.
Okay. What the heck happened? I knew you were. I didn't know you were going down there.
Well, I didn't either. Didn't make the decision until pretty late. Kind of a little bit last minute.
Okay. So, and where was this at?
It was down at the Seven Clans Casino in Newkirk.
In Newkirk, Oklahoma. Not far from here, though.
Nah.
Okay.
And
what was going on down there?
It was The Price is Right Live, hosted by Jerry Springer.
Okay.
So...
But well, he's got a TV.
This might be an interesting evening.
He's got his TV show. I mean, is this something he does on the side? Then I guess.
Yeah, this is one of his other gigs.
All right.
He's doing the deal where he took over for Judge Judy. So he's Judge.
Oh, he did.
Judge Springer now. He doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? Is it on TV or?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him do that. Okay.
So yeah.
So tell me about it. What was the experience like?
It was. You know, you go into that stuff thinking, well, this could be really dorky, or maybe it'll be fun. It was fun. It was a ton of fun.
Okay.
They have all the Price is Right stuff there. They have the same sets.
Really?
That they use on the TV show, and the big wheel is there, and the mountain climber, and all the pricing games and stuff. And they just did like the real show. They called people up from the audience to participate, and then sometimes you think, well, what are they going to give away? You know, casino bucks or whatever. They were giving away cash.
Well, you've been to one of these before.
And Amazon gift cards, and one lady won a trip to Paris.
Well, had you been on something like this before, and they didn't? Their prizes were kind of lame?
Yeah, I went to one a few months ago where Bob Eubanks hosted a bunch of game show stuff, and all the prizes were casino bucks. I was like, really?
So you went
but
to this
thing was actually cash and trips and cars, and they were it was just like the real Price is Right.
So how did they pick who was going to be on stage then?
When you got there, you had to fill out your name and put it in the hopper.
It was
and
just
they
kind
just
of
chose
a draw?
People by random.
By random?
Yeah. I did not get called, nor did my buddy.
So. Well, I bet it was quite an experience, though.
Yeah. Hey, fun Saturday night. Different.
You'll see Jerry Springer up close.
Yeah, I got to. He walked right past me on the casino floor.
All right. Yep. Did you ask for his autograph?
Oh, no.
Did he ask for your autograph?
No.
Okay. All right, great. The prize is right.
Had a good night.
Your dream has always been to be a game show host anyway.
That is my dream. I do want to be a game show host.
That's what you really started out to be, a game show host.
I'm still trying to aspire to that.
And the closest you can get is when we give away something on the air here. That's as close as you get.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Ted, and your idols growing up were Wink Martindale and...
Martindale and Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn. Oh, man. Gene Rayburn. Where did he come from? I guess he was just kind of a local personality.
Bill Cullen.
The late Bill Cullen, who was married to Betty White. No, that wasn't Betty White. Was it?
No.
Alan Funt. Alan Funt, another one.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the days...
No, Alan Ludden.
Alan Ludden was
married to Betty White.
You are correct. Yeah. You are correct. Well, I ran into somebody last night that asked me what my blood pressure was.
Yeah, and since you have your Fitbit
on, Fitbit watch, I'm going to just take a look here real quick because they'd heard us talking about it. I put in 4,400 steps today. Do you believe that?
What?
Yeah. Just going back
and
forth.
Just going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I
guess. That's what it says. And it says my BP is 69 right now.
Maybe
is that
when
good?
You were chasing that coyote in the parking lot like the Roadrunner. It
made
probably 3,000 steps.
My breathing went up. You know, I'm 69, let's see... I don't know what these other symbols are for. Something about, looks like steps. Gone up an infinite field measure. Let's see what my weight is. Well, I don't know. How can it guess your weight? I mean, how can it tell your weight just by being on your wrist? Any ideas, Ted?
You got me.
Oh, you need to get one of these. Yeah.
No, I don't.
You don't?
That's the last thing I need is more information on my body.
Yeah, you need to find out more about yourself.
No, I don't.
No? What, are you checking? Yeah, that's how it is.
I don't need to know.
Yeah. As long as everything...
Anything I don't know is...
You know,
not information I care about.
Talking to somebody the other day, they were like me. They didn't go to a doctor till they were 50 years old. And the guy thing is usually, you know, hey, if it don't hurt, don't go, right? If not, something's not hurting, why go to the doctor? Anyway, so you had a good time with the Price is Right.
Yeah, the Price is Right live with Jerry Springer.
Did they play Plinko?
They did. Oh, they had the Plinko board up there. Won about $900 playing Plinko. It was great.
You were in heaven. All right.
I just wish my name had been called.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I wanted to get up there to Price's Row.
741 now, Steve and Ted. Keeping it for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. A gift for WSU. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.